Welcome to episode 367 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There were many who witnessed the arrest, trial, crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Some had major roles in the Easter story. Others may have been considered bit players.
Today's top 10 list.
10 lesser known characters from the Easter story.
Number 1.
Simon of Cyrene. Matthew, Mark, and Luke mention Simon of Cyrene as the man who carried Jesus' cross to Golgotha. Most criminals were forced to carry their own crosses, but Jesus was apparently too weak from his brutal lashing to be able to carry his own. Simon was jerked from the crowd and forced to help him. Mark 15 verse 21 records that Simon had brought his sons, Alexander and Rufus, to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Because people from Cyrene were some of the first to place their faith in the resurrected Christ on the day of Pentecost, many scholars believe that Simon, his sons, and even his wife may have been among those early church members. Romans 16 verse 13 gives us a possible connection. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well." Considering that Simon probably lifted the blood-spattered cross from Jesus' shoulder onto his own, witnessed the crucifixion, and heard the news of the miraculous resurrection, it's easy to understand why scholars believe Simon may have become a follower of Christ.
Number 2.
The centurion at Jesus' tomb. We know little about this man. We do know that in ancient Rome, centurion meant captain of 100, so we know that he was a man of power within the Roman government. As a law enforcement officer, he would have seen the lowest of the low, and also rubbed shoulders with the rich and famous. During one of his shifts, the centurion witnessed Jesus' torturous death on the cross. He weighed Christ's charges against his character and spoke two sentences: "Truly, this was the Son of God," and "Certainly, this was a righteous man." Unlike the religious leaders of the time, this pagan soldier recognized what others refused to see: the true human and divine natures of Jesus.
Number 3.
Joseph of Arimathea. Joseph, like Nicodemus of John 3, was a secret disciple. The Bible describes him as a member of the Sanhedrin, the judicial body of the Jews. Despite being a respected member of the council, Joseph had not consented to their decision and action to arrest and prosecute Jesus. Joseph demonstrated great courage after Christ's death, risking the ridicule of his peers, endangerment of his wealth, and expulsion from the council. He boldly petitioned Pontius Pilate for Christ's body. He purchased a linen shroud, took Jesus' body from the cross, and transported it to his own tomb. There he and Nicodemus quickly anointed the body with burial spices and placed it in Joseph's tomb, for the Sabbath was drawing on.
Number 4.
Pilate's wife. Unlike her well-known husband, she isn't even named in the Gospels. We can assume, because she was married to a prominent Roman governor, that she was a high-born Roman, well-educated, and wealthy. On the morning of Jesus' trial, she sent her husband an urgent message: "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." Scripture records that Pilate knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him, but chose instead to disregard his wife's wise advice. This woman, a Gentile, is the only recorded person who spoke up against the decision to kill Jesus. She was certainly courageous.
Number 5.
Annas. He was the patriarchal former high priest who presided over the initial hearing of Jesus. His official rule was from AD 6 to 15, and he was succeeded by his son-in-law, Joseph Caiaphas. While the Romans were the ones who appointed and deposed high priests, the Jews considered the position to last for life. Annas was a powerful man from an influential family. 5 of his sons became high priests after Caiaphas. Yet despite his knowledge of the scripture and his privileged status, he could not recognize Jesus for who he was.
Number 6.
Malchus. He was a bondservant of the high priest Caiaphas. His right ear was cut off by Peter and immediately healed by Jesus during the arrest. One of Malchus's relatives, a fellow bondservant of the high priest, questioned Peter about his relationship with Jesus, which prompted the disciple to deny his Lord. Did this experience change Malchus's life? Or did he walk away and still choose to stay in the darkness? Did Malchus follow the news and the reports about Jesus after the arrest? Or did he simply not care about the one who healed him and the miracle performed that night in the Garden of Gethsemane?
Number 7.
Barabbas. He was a prisoner released by Pilate as a part of a Passover tradition. Barabbas is an Aramaic patronymic, meaning son of the father. And an early scribal tradition identifies his name as Jesus Barabbas, which would add to the irony of his release, instead of Jesus, the son of the eternal father. He is characterized as a notorious revolutionary, guilty of murder and plunder during an insurrection in Jerusalem. He may have had supporters in the crowd, and the two thieves on the cross may have been arrested for similar crimes. What did Barabbas do with his second chance at life? What are you doing with a chance that you have been given?
Number 8.
Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, or Joseph. She was a witness of Jesus' crucifixion, burial, and resurrection appearances. Her sons were named James the Younger and Joseph, or Joseph. The name Mary was quite common in first century Palestine, hence the need to distinguish between different Marys in the Gospels, whether by name of the hometown, such as Mary Magdalene, or in association with their husband, Mary of Clopas, or sons, as in this Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. While many of the men scattered during the events surrounding the crucifixion, Mary was one of the women who stayed.
Number 9.
Joanna. Among the first women to discover the empty tomb, she was the wife of Chuza, the household manager or steward of King Henry Antipas. She was a follower of Jesus and helped to provide financially for Jesus' ministry, along with Susanna and many others. What are you doing to advance the kingdom?
Number 10.
Cleopas. He was one of two disciples of Jesus who encountered the risen Messiah on the road to Emmaus. Cleopas was likely with either his wife or a friend. In spite of hearing Jesus teach for 3 years, he was one of many who still had a limited understanding of who Jesus was and what he had come to do. What do you understand about Jesus' mission? Are you living as one who has hope? If Jesus were to appear to you today, would you recognize him? There's much that we can learn from these witnesses to the passion of Christ. Whether they were major players or had bit roles, each of them can tell us something about how we ought to be traveling in our faith journey. Father, help us to see the Easter story through fresh eyes. Reveal yourself to us in new ways. Show us how we can be bold, courageous, faithful disciples who love and serve you well. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.